It's my year of breaking limits. Can we all rise before the Lord this morning, lift up our hands unto God, lift up our eyes unto Him, begin to thank Him. Thank Him for another new day, the beginning of another working week. Magnify His holy name. God has woken you up this morning only by His own grace. And now you are in His presence. They came early in the morning to Him in the temple for to hear Him. You have come to hear the voice of the Lord. He will speak to you expressly. Those who seek Him, they find Him. Father, we thank You, Lord. Father, we bless Your mighty name. Father, we adore You. We thank You for the gift of another day. We thank You for the gift of life. We thank You for Your strong hand upon us, Lord. In this period of Your particular visitation, Lord, we exalt Your name. Lord, we magnify You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. You've counted us worthy, Lord God. In this period that life is so precious, Lord, You granted us the grace to stand in Your presence this morning. Lord, we give You all the praise. We give You all the glory. We bless You, Lord. We magnify You. Lord, we welcome Your power, Lord. We welcome Your word this morning, Lord, which You will send to everyone expressly. Father, thank You for the opportunity of lifting up our voices unto You in prayers, Lord. Thank You because we know You will hear and answer us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank You. Father, we praise You. Father, we magnify Your holy name, Lord. Thank You particularly, Lord, for it's a day of opening up across the nation, Lord. Lord, a time when You will make an exemption of Your people, Lord. When You will preserve them particularly, Your mighty hand will be upon them. Thank You, Father. We exalt Your name. We magnify You, Lord. Jesus, You are showing mercy, Lord, upon the nations of the earth, Lord. Father, thank You, Lord, for rolling back the scourge of Corona, Lord, and for Your mighty hand upon every one of us. We exalt You, Lord. We rejoice, Lord, at Your name, Lord, at the joy of standing in Your presence this morning. Father, blessed be Your holy name. Thank You, Lord. We welcome Your blessings. We welcome Your mercy. We welcome Your outstretched hand, Lord. You said You open Your hands. You satisfy the desire of every living thing. Thank You, Father, Lord, for today our desire shall be satisfied. You are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, Lord. That's why we come with confidence this morning, Lord, to thank You, to exalt Your name, to praise You, to make our demands known unto You. Thank You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name, Lord. Wave Your hands in appreciation of this good God. Father, we thank You. Blessed be Your name this morning. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please put your hands together as we welcome the praise team to lead us further.
Hallelujah. Thank You so much, Lord Jesus. Thank You so much, Lord Jesus. Thank You so much, Lord Jesus. We thank You, we thank You, we thank You. Thank You so much.
Thank You so much, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we give You all the praise.
Thank You so much, Lord Jesus.
We glorify Your name.
Thank You so much. much, Lord Jesus.
We thank you.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
For all you have done for us.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
For the past 39 years.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We thank you.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
For the massive healing and deliverance.
Much, Lord Jesus,
for supernatural church growth.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We give you all the praise.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
Clap your hands to Jesus.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we give you all the praise.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we give you all the praise.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We give you all the praise.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Jehovah, we offer praise.
We offer.
We glorify
your. Jehovah, we offer praise. We glorify your holy.
Jehovah, we offer praise.
We glorify your
holy.
Jehovah, we offer praise.
We offer praise.
Jesus, your only
Jehovah, we offer praise.
We offer praise
because you have done us well.
Your glory,
Jehovah, we give you all the praise.
We offer praise.
Take all the glory.
We holy.
We offer. We offer. We offer.
We offer praise.
We give you all the praise.
Your only
Jehovah, we offer praise.
We offer praise.
We glorify
your holy name.
Jehovah, we offer praise. Oh.
We offer praise.
Receive our praise, oh Lord.
Your holy name.
You deserve our praise, Jehovah.
We offer praise.
We glorify
your holy name.
Clap your hands to Jesus, Jehovah. We offer praise.
We offer praise.
Hallelujah. We give you all the praise.
Your holy name.
Jehovah, we offer praise. Oh.
We offer praise.
We glorify
your holy.
Jehovah, we offer praise.
We offer praise.
Jehovah Rapha, you have visited
your
so many
holy
times. We offer praise.
We offer praise.
Hallelujah, we give you all the praise.
The holy
Jehovah, we offer praise. Oh.
We offer praise.
We offer. We offer. We offer.
Your
we offer. Shake off the praise. We give you all the praise.
We offer praise.
We give you all the praise.
Your holy name.
We lift our hands to thank you, Jesus.
We offer praise.
We lift our hands to say thank you.
Your holy name.
For raising death to life.
We offer praise.
You have lifted from sickness to health.
Your holy name.
You have protected us. We offer praise to
we
you.
We offer praise.
We glorify
your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Shall we give Jesus a big hand of praise this morning? And please be comfortably seated. We begin our sessions of thanksgiving this morning, and we shall be praying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the impact of both the Liberation Service and the 39th Anniversary Thanksgiving Service. Amen. And also for the diverse humbling testimonies we had. Psalm 118 and verse 23, the scripture speaking, this is the Lord's doing, it is marvelous in our eyes. Join me rise to your feet this morning and let's lift up our voices as we give thanks to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for the impact of both the Liberation Service and the 39th anniversary Thanksgiving service. And we thank you also for the diverse humbling testimonies recorded in both services. Lift up your voice. Let's return the glory to God this morning. Let's appreciate him consciously from the depth of our hearts. Everyone, everywhere, lift up your voice. As we give thanks to our Father this morning, We are giving him thanks in the name of Jesus for the impact of the libation service, for the impact of the 39th anniversary Thanksgiving service. What a breakthrough service that was. Let's lift up our voices, lift up our hearts, and give quality thanks to our Father for the diverse humbling testimonies recorded in both services. It is indeed the doing of our Father. It is marvelous in our eyes. Someone with grateful hearts this morning, lift up your voice. Let's give him quality thanks. Let's give him quality praise. And let's do that consciously. From the depth of our hearts, let's magnify him. Remember, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to his name. Father, we have come this morning appreciating you again for the impact of the libation service, for the impact of the 39th year anniversary Thanksgiving. We bless your name for the diverse visitation granted to every worshiper all across the nations of the earth. We thank you for the manifest presence we enjoyed in both services, validated with diverse testimonies and breakthrough encounters. We have come this morning thanking you from the depth of our hearts. Lift up your voice and let's give quality thanks to our Father. Let's magnify him for his presence we enjoyed, for the manifestations of his power in both services. Remember, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Let's thank him this morning for his mighty power enjoyed in both services, validated with diverse breakthrough encounters and testimonies. Father, we have come this morning with grateful hearts and with a loud voice of appreciation. We are saying thank you. Someone grateful this morning, lift up your voice. Let's appreciate our Father. Let's glorify his name. Let's sing a new song of appreciation. We are saying thank you in the name of Jesus for the diverse impact of our libation service and our 39th year anniversary Thanksgiving. Father, we have come this morning. We are saying thank you. We are saying thank you. Lift up your voice one more time. Let's appreciate him from the depth of our hearts. Let's magnify his name for the visitations. Let's thank him for the diverse testimonies flowing in as a result of the services, the libation service, the anniversary Thanksgiving service. Father, we have come. We are saying thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Give the Lord a big hand this morning, and please, you may be seated.
In a moment, we shall be rising up again to give God thanks, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the preservation of all our new converts and new members in this church since the year began. Can I hear a bigger amen? Amen. John chapter 10 and verse 28 says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we begin to give God thanks. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the preservation of all our new converts. We thank you, O Lord, for the preservation of all our new members in this church since the year began. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We return all the praise to you, Lord, for the preservation, for the planting, for the establishment of all our new converts and new members in this church since the year began. Father Lord, you are the one that gave to them eternal life. And you said no man can pluck them out of your hand. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, oh Lord, for settling them on this mountain, for causing them to take root downwards as they bear fruits upwards. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the preservation of all our new converts and new members in this church since the year began. Someone lift up your voice in thanksgiving. Lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Lift up your voice as you thank Him. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the preservation of all our new converts and new members in this church since the year began. For the preservation of all our new converts and new members in this church since the year began. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father. My Father and my God, we thank you, O Lord, for the preservation of all our new converts and new members in this church since the year began. We return all the praise to you. We return all adoration to you. You alone are worthy of the praise, worthy of the adoration, worthy, O Lord, to be lifted up on high. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the preservation of all our new converts and new members in this church since the year began. Father, Lord, thank you, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We return all the praise to you, O Lord. None can come except you draw them. None can stay except, O Lord, you keep them. Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the preservation of all our new converts, for the preservation of all our new members in this church since the year began. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father. Lord, for the preservation. Father, Lord, you have preserved them, O Lord. You have blessed them on this mountain. You have changed your story on this mountain. Father, we thank you, O Lord, for the preservation of all our new converts and new members in this church since the year began. Lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Lift up your voice as you thank Him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we appreciate you for the preservation of all our new converts, for the preservation of all our new members, for the establishment of all our new converts, O Lord, for the establishment of all our new members in this church since the year began. Father, we thank you, O Lord, because no situation has been able to pluck them out of your hand. Father, we give you praise. We give you all the glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the preservation of all our new converts. Thank you for the preservation of all our new members in this church since the year began. Father, we are grateful to you, O Lord. Father, we return the praise to you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for preserving all our new converts, for preserving all our new members, O Lord, for keeping them, O Lord, and establishing them in this church since the year began. Lift up your voice as you appreciate Him. Lift up your voice as you give Him praise. Lift up your hand right now. Wave those hands in appreciation to God, to the King of Kings, for preserving our new converts and our new members in this church since the year began. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have given thanks. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
Still in the attitude of thanksgiving, we are going to be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for supernatural breakthroughs in the life of every member of this church over the years. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them. They shall not be small. Shall we be on our feet as we give quality thanks to God this morning? Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for supernatural breakthroughs in the life of every member of this church over the years. We give you thanks. We bless your name. We magnify you, Jesus. Thank you for supernatural breakthroughs in the life of every member of this church over the years. We give you the glory, Lord. We thank you, our Father, for supernatural breakthroughs in the life of every member of this church over the years. Lift up your voice unto the Father and celebrate him this morning for supernatural breakthroughs in the life of every member of this church. Over the years, we have been seeing the hand of God, diverse breakthrough in career, in business, in every aspect of life. Father, we thank you for supernatural breakthrough in the life of every member of this church. Over the year, lift up your voice, give him quality thanks this morning. Our God deserves all the glory. He deserves all the honor. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for supernatural breakthrough in the life of every member of this church over the years. We return this morning to give you all the glory. We return this morning to give you all the honor. Our Father, thank you for supernatural breakthroughs in the life of every member of this church over the year. Giving thanks, appreciate him intensely. Let it be rooted from the depth of your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for supernatural breakthroughs in the life of every member of this church over the years. We have been seeing your mighty hand in different dimensions. Breakthrough Unlimited has been our testimony over the years. Therefore, we return this morning to give you all the glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for supernatural breakthroughs in the life of every member of this church over the years. We give you all the glory. God has multiplied us. He has increased us. He has glorified us. Let's give him thanks. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, I will multiply them. This is what the Lord has done. Let's give him thanks. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for supernatural breakthroughs in the life of every member of this church over the years. We give you thanks. We bless your name. Magnify him intensely this morning, giving the glory that is due to him. Giving the glory that is due to him. Our God deserves all the glory. Saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for supernatural breakthroughs in the life of every member of this church over the years. We return to give you praise. We return to honor your name. We return to magnify you. Our Father, we thank you for supernatural breakthrough. We give you all the glory for supernatural breakthrough in the life of every member of this church. Over the years, we have seen your mighty hand like never before. Unfathomable breakthrough, unimaginable breakthrough has been our portion over the year. We return this morning to give you all the glory. We return to appreciate you. It is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, we say thank you. Father, thank you. Jesus, thank you for supernatural breakthroughs in the life of every member of this church over the year. Lift up your voice, giving thanks, appreciate him, exalt him. He deserves all the glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for supernatural breakthroughs in the life of every member of this church over the years. We have returned today to give you thanks. You have multiplied. You have increased. Father, you have given us breakthroughs on every side. And therefore, we give you thanks this morning. We appreciate you, our King. Thank you and thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Please put those hands together for Jesus and be seated.
Still in the attitude of gratitude, we shall rise with this prayer line. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of every facet of this commission till date. In Psalms 127, verse 1 and 2, the psalmist says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wicked but in vain. The Bible says, it is vain to go to bed, is vain to rise up early. Let's rise and give thanks to God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of every facet of this commission till date. It is your doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. We give you glory and we give you thanks. We bless your name and we magnify you. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of every facet of this commission till date. Receive all the glory. Receive all the praise. Receive all the honor. Receive all adoration. Be magnified. Be glorified. Let's lay it to heart this morning to give thanks to God. Let's bless his name. Let's exalt him. He deserves all the glory. He demands all the praise. Let us give it to him this morning. For the continuous growth and enlargement of every facet of this commission till date. Our Father, we give you glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of every facet of this commission till date. We have seen it in the church planting facet. We have seen it in the increase of membership. We have seen it in the spread of churches. We have seen it in the education arm. We have seen it in the publishing arm. And for this, we have returned to give you thanks. The growth and enlargement has been continuous and holistic. Father, for this, we give you glory. It is proof that you are the doer. It is proof that your hand is at work. Therefore, we have returned in appreciation. Somebody give thanks to God with understanding this morning. Let's bless his holy name for his strange acts in our midst. The continuous growth and enlargement of every facet of this commission till date. Our Father and our God, thank you. Our Father and our God, we bless your holy name. Our Father and our God, we celebrate your faithfulness. Thank you and thank you and thank you for the continuous enlargement, the continuous growth, the continuous advancement of every facet of this commission to date. Spiritually, we have been growing, we have been enlarging. Materially, you have been advancing us. Numerically, you have been increasing us. From inception till date, we return with thanks, we return with praise, we return with adoration. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are thankful. Lord, we are joyful. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice, lift up your hand, magnify the Lord with me. Exalt his name today. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of every facet of this commission to date. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the honor. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of every department of this commission till date. We give you glory. We give you thanks. Somebody express your gratitude, lifting up your holy voice, lifting up your holy hand, rejoicing in the Lord. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of every facet of this commission. Till date, the path has been shining brighter by your mighty hand. We give you glory. We return with praise. We magnify you. We celebrate you for the continuous growth and enlargement of every facet of this commission till date. Receive all the glory. Receive all the praise. On every side, we have enjoyed continuous growth. In every department, we have enjoyed continuous enlargement. No better yesterday. This is your doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. For this, we've returned with appreciation. For this, we've returned with gratitude this morning. We are eternally grateful because you are forever faithful. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of every facet of this commission till date. You are worthy of all glory. You are worthy of all praise. Blessed be your holy name. Receive our thanks, O Lord. In Jesus' awesome name, we have given thanks. Please be seated and give Jesus a big hand of praise.
We yet again be rising up to give God quality thanks, and we'll be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for breakthroughs across all our newly planted churches since the year began. Amen. Matthew 16:18, thou art Peter, And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Please rise up as we lift up our voice, since in thanksgiving, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for breakthroughs across all our newly planted churches since the year began. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for breakthroughs across all our newly planted churches since the year began. Lift up your voice as you thank him. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for breakthroughs across all our newly planted churches since this year began. Is someone giving God quality thanks? Lift up your voice and let heaven hear your voice of thanksgiving this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for breakthroughs across all our newly planted churches since the year began. We bless your name, Jesus, for the breakthroughs. We thank you, Jesus, for the accomplishment of your grace. We magnify you, Jesus. We thank you for breakthroughs across all our newly planted churches since this year began. Lord, it's been you. We thank you for the breakthroughs. We thank you for the breakthroughs across all our newly planted churches. Thank you for what you are doing. You said you will build your church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Thank you for building those new churches. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Is someone giving the Lord quality thanks? Let it be rooted in your heart, expressed in your lips. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for breakthroughs across all our newly planted churches since this year began. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the adoration. Lord, we have returned this morning to say thank you, to say thank you, to say thank you. Is someone lifting up his voice? Let heaven register your voice of thanksgiving this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the breakthroughs across all our newly planted churches since this year began. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Give God quality thanks. Magnify the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we celebrate you. Thank you for breakthroughs across all our newly planted churches since this year began. Thank you, Lord. It has been your hand and your hand alone making progress. We bless your name. You build your church, and the gates of hell have not prevailed against it. We magnify your name. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for breakthroughs across all our newly planted churches since this year began. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Is someone lifting up his voice everywhere? Let heaven register your voice of thanksgiving. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for breakthroughs across all our newly planted churches since this year began. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Let that thanksgiving be rooted in your heart, be expressed in your lips. Father, we bless your name. Jesus, we thank you. Lift up your hands and give him all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Please put your wonderful hands together for Jesus, and you may take your seat.
Right now, it is time for personal supplication. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a time when we have the opportunity to go before the Almighty God to make known unto him our heart desires in prayer. And as we do so this morning, each one shall return with answers in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalms chapter 5 and verse 3, the Bible says, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Please rise up on your feet and let's begin to look up unto God in prayer right now. Whatever those issues might be, let him hear your voice right now. Let him hear your voice right now. Look up unto him in prayers. Whatever those issues might be, God is right here, wherever you may be. Listening to your heart cry right now as you speak unto him. Make sure you are speaking unto the Lord this morning, wherever you may be. Make sure you are pouring out your soul unto him this early morning. Take advantage of the dew of the morning right now. Look up to him in prayer so you can return with your answers. Make sure you are pressing in prayer right now. Take advantage. This is your hour of opportunity. Don't let it pass you by today. Now let's begin to give thanks unto God for answered prayers. Lift up your voice, magnify his name, thank him and praise him and bless him. Give him glory. God has heard and answered you. Father, we thank you and we give you praise and glory for answered prayers today. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. A louder amen.
Amen.
Please be seated and give the Lord a big clap.
This morning it is testimony time. Please let's listen to the following documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, God of liberation mandate, deliver my daughter from 11 years affliction. Let's clap for Jesus. For the past 11 years, my daughter has been suffering from attacks ranging from asthma, severe cough, and abnormal breathing. This has caused me to spend hundreds of thousands of naira, but to no avail. During these 40 days of post-resurrection of infallible proofs, I believe God to have my own infallible proofs. Yes. I heard a word from Bishop David Oyedepo in one of the services, which I watch online in my station, saying, every genuine time with Jesus qualifies you for a lifetime encounter. I grabbed the word, and that was it. On Saturday, 25th April 2020, the devil came again to attack my daughter. And as she shouted and woke up, I asked what happened. She narrated to me how some men came to seize her voice and make an attempt to afflict her with disease. I quickly got angry and turned to my kingdom mysteries, including the prophetic mantle, and finally administered the Holy Communion. Brethren, behold, after a few minutes, my daughter vomited 2 live millipedes. Hallelujah. Since that day, no more attack on our health again. I have come to return all the glory to the God of this commission. Hallelujah. The testifier is Sylvester Okeke. One more time, let's appreciate Jesus for this. Number 2, menstruation after 40 years. I am over 40 years old. I had never menstruated as a lady. This health challenge had taken me to so many hospitals. I had taken so many medications, but all to no avail. If I were married, it would have been a different story. But I'm not even married. At a point, I made up my mind to hand over the issue to the Almighty God. During one of the Saturdays, I came to Canaan land to seek the face of the God of Bishop David Oyedepo. When it was time for Winner Satellite Fellowship, I went to the fellowship. During testimony time, people shared diverse testimonies of the move of God in that center. I made up my mind that that same God would do mine. When the fellowship closed, I met the health minister and told him about my health challenge. He prayed with me. As soon as he finished praying, something surprising happened to me right there. Amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, I could not stand up from that spot where I knelt down, as blood started flowing right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Please, let's be seated. That was how God healed me of that health challenge. Now I menstruate like a normal lady. I thank the God of Bishop David Oyedepo. He is faithful and trustworthy. The testifier is Pamela A. Please, let's rise up. Let's put those hands together for the Almighty God for these amazing testimonies.
Shall we lift our hands to heaven and give glory to God for these marvelous acts in our midst? Let's give him the praise that is due unto his name. Let's celebrate him. He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all the honor. Thank him from the depth of your heart. These are the doings of the Lord, and they are marvelous in our eyes. Let your voice of gratitude be heard on high this morning as you give thanks and praise to the name of the Most High God. Appreciate him, glorify him, honor him. Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. Now begin to speak to him and thank him also for hearing your prayer that you have presented before him this morning. He's the one that answers our prayers. He said, call upon me, I will answer you. He has done so again this morning. Therefore, give glory unto his name. Give praise unto his name. Give honor unto his name. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. And now begin to ask him to speak to you this morning. All the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him. Lord, we have come to hear from you this morning. Speak to us again this morning. Ask him right now. Speak to me this morning by your word. Let your word change and transform me again. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we have come this morning with our hearts filled with gratitude for all that you have done in our midst. We thank you also for the testimonies of your mighty hand at work. We give you all the glory. Amen. Father, Lord, our eyes are on you today. We ask that you will speak to us by your word. Let each one of us be transformed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please, you may be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. Over this weekend, God's servant the apostle over this commission, our father, made these two very striking statements. That no believer can survive in the faith without fellowship. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 13. The Bible puts it this way. Exhort one another daily while it is called today. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. The scripture makes it abundantly clear that fellowship is an absolute necessity. In 1 John chapter 1 and verse 3, the Bible puts it this way. It said, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. In verse 6 and 7 of this same 1 John chapter 1, we are made to understand, he said, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk on in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. He said, but if we walk in the light as is in the light, he said, we have fellowship with one another. One of the vital requirements for the survival of any individual's faith is fellowship. Secondly, no one, no matter how anointed, can survive in the faith without fellowship. Anointing is no substitute for fellowship. In the book of Psalm chapter 84 and verse 7, he said, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. In other words, their appearance in Zion is the secret of their strength. No matter the unction or anointing upon the life of an individual, without fellowship, that individual will lack strength. And the Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 10, if you faint in the day of adversity, it is because your strength is little. It's important to note, therefore, that the secret of our strength is not our anointing. The secret of our strength is our fellowship. And this is why we are made to understand in the book of Obadiah verse 17, it said, there upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. He said, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. It takes fellowship to secure our destinies. It takes fellowship. Liberty and deliverance cannot be administered without fellowship. And that is why we discover, looking at the example of the apostles, that they were always in fellowship. In Acts chapter 4, verse 23, the Bible said, they returned to their own company. Chapter 5, verse 12, they were all in one accord in Solomon's porch. The place of fellowship can never be substituted. And that is why this week our line of exhortations is captioned, Unveiling the Wonders of Being Committed to Fellowship. Unveiling the Wonders of being committed to fellowship. In the scripture, we are made to see from the early church that there were two main platforms that were provided. Number one is what the Bible referred to as the temple. You saw the early church in the temple. In Acts chapter 2, verse 46 and verse 47, it says they continued daily in one accord in the temple. So we discover that the Bible depicts to us that the early church had what you would refer to as the temple church. In Acts chapter 3 and verse 1, it says there concerning Peter and John, they went together into the temple at the hour of prayer. So there is what we refer to as the temple. But then we also discover that there is also the house to house. These are the two vital platforms we discover in scriptures. In Romans 16, verse 3 and verse 5, it says there, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus. And in verse 5, we are told there, it said, and also the church that is in their house. So there was the temple church and there was the house-to-house church. Two vital platforms created for fellowship. In 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 19, we find also there, it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 19, it says, the churches of Asia salute you. It says, Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord with the church that is in their house. So we have the temple church and we have the house-to-house church. In Philemon verse 2, the Bible also tells us there, it says there, it said, to our beloved Apphia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in their house. The church in their house. So the Bible gives us these two practical platforms. And for us as a commission, we are familiar with the fact that we have the temple and we have the house to house, which we call the Winner's Satellite Fellowship. These two platforms are given to us by God to enhance our access to fellowship. And that means that there is no one that lacks the opportunity for fellowship. It is the choice that we must make. God provides the platform, but man must make the choice. The choice you make for fellowship does not assist God. No, it secures you. And that is why you and I must continue to recognize the necessity of making this wise choice in order to secure destiny. Let's come to understand this morning. That today the Church of Christ is ordained as a city of refuge for the redeemed. This is vital that we recognize this. It is our city of refuge as the redeemed. In the book of Joshua chapter 20, verse 1 down to verse 4, the Bible makes us to understand this when it says that the Lord spoke unto Joshua and said, set aside cities of refuge so that the avenger of blood will not be able to reach out to anyone that is and make anyone a victim. That is what the church of Christ is for the redeemed. It is our city of refuge, our place of impenetrable defense. In the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 down to verse 24, it says, you are come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly of the church of the firstborn, which is written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. That is showing you the personalities that are on ground in Zion. It is thick with heavenly personalities, giving no room for satanic penetration. Amen. That's what Zion is all about. It is our place of defense. It is our place of refuge. It's our place of security. I remember the testimony of a brother who was brought from Benin Republic and who has been, you know, afflicted with madness for 20 years. But as he entered into the gate of Canaan land, the forces that were afflicting him immediately departed. Why? He has entered the city of refuge. A place where heavenly personalities are accommodated and satanic personalities have no way of making penetration. The Bible tells us in the book of Zechariah chapter 2 and verse 5. It said, I, the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire. That's speaking of Zion. It said, round about, and I will be the glory in the midst of her. A wall of fire, an impenetrable defense. An impregnable defense that the enemy cannot gain access to. That is what Zion is for you and for me. And that's why it's important for us to understand the necessity of fellowship. We heard yesterday the testimony of a brother who came to church as a taxi driver for 19 years. Nothing was working. No job could be kept for up to 5 months. But as he came to church to drop somebody in church, he said the person invited him first day. He said no. But invited him again the next Sunday. He said, as soon as I entered, my whole system changed. And I knew that I found my place. He gave his life to Christ and instantly, the same week, by Friday, got a call for a job. He said, I'm not available on that day. They called him back and said, the job is yours. No interview, nothing. 19 years of frustration, instantly broken because he has entered his city of refuge. The place of fellowship is our city of refuge. May none of us ever stray from it in the name of Jesus. Amen. What God is showing us, therefore, is that we have to take advantage of the place of fellowship in order to secure our destinies. No one's destiny here shall be dashed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Therefore, I want you to rise on your feet this morning, lift your hand before the Lord, and take grace from God. Lord, I receive grace this morning to maintain my place in fellowship. I receive grace this morning to maintain my place in fellowship. I receive grace this morning to maintain my place in fellowship. I will not go astray in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Give Jesus a big hand as we receive our Father.
Hallelujah. 40 years of age, not one day of menstruation. Now, at the house fellowship, not in the temple. And the house fellowship minister, kneel down in the name of Jesus. The battle is over.
Amen.
And she couldn't stand up from that place when the blood began to flow. 40 years of bondage shattered at fellowship. House fellowship. They continued daily in the temple and from house to house. Whatever draws you out of your father's house, my friend, is a risk.
Yes, sir.
You heard it. Stay committed.
Yes, sir.
It's for your security to be found outside the city of refuge makes you a victim. To become resident there secures your destiny. If you don't want to go from weakness to weakness, like they do in unction business, Gone. Stay awake. Every commandment of scriptures is for our profiting. Therefore, forsake not the assembly together of one another, as some of you do, as the manner of some of you, much more so as you see the day approaching when the wicked is all out to do more wickedly. It's time to take cover in God's city of refuge. If you watch that prophetic scripture in Hebrews 12 that was read to us, and the blood was sprinkling. So there's a spiritual sprinkling that takes place in fellowship. And that sprinkling means no access for the destroyer.
Amen.
So every time you come into fellowship, you are sprinkled spiritually. And it will suffer no destroyer to come in into your house. You are God's building. So when you are sprinkled, you are secured. Therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I decree that your zeal for the house of the Lord comes alive today.
Amen.
God has the temple house and he has the house-to-house house. So whichever one you go into, you find the same solution. Upon Mount Zion in the temple, upon Mount Zion from house to house, there shall be deliverance.
Amen.
And holiness. And God's people shall possess their possession. We are still on in the 40 days of post-resurrection season of undeniable proofs that daughter of Zion this month rose up in anger. No. He remembered what was said. Every genuine time out with God entitles you and I to an encounter. Every genuine time out with God. It will soon be 22nd of May. Please don't be left out. You are in the spirit now. Walk in the spirit. So you don't miss your package. Walk in the spirit. Have a genuine time out on any subject matter Jesus, I need your appearance. I desire an encounter with you that will deliver my desires. And then John went to the Mount of Patmos, or Isle of Patmos, for the word of the Lord. He was on a mission for the word, and Christ showed up. Can I hear your amen? Amen. And that led to chapter 1 to chapter 22. Man, for the word, he was on a mission. He wasn't guessing. He wasn't goosing. He wasn't playing religion. He was on a mission and returned with mission accomplished. In the name of Jesus, you will not miss your place in this awesome season. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your two hands, everybody, everywhere, and speak to the weak. Speak to this weak as your weak, your week of encounter, your week of change. Speak to the weak. A week of good news. Your anniversary package will start speaking right now. Speak to the weak. Speak to the weak. Speak to the weak. Your encounter is ready. Your encounter is prepared. You'll not miss it. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Father, in the name of Jesus, the week is declared a week of diverse encounters. Yeah. For everyone under the sound of my voice across the nations of the world, this week is declared your week of diverse encounters. Yeah. It's declared your week of testimonies. Yeah. It's declared your week of open doors. Yeah. Every time out with Jesus this week, we open a new chapter to your life. Yeah. And so shall it be. Father, thank you for your manifest presence in our midst, your undeniable proofs in our midst. Take all the glory in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Give him thanks.
Lift your voice and give glory to God this morning. Give thanks and give praise to his name. Celebrate him as worthy of all praise. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of praise and glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Let us share the goodness together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations, amen and amen. You are blessed.